Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, J.W. Porter. Batting second. The shortstop, Fred Marsh. Batting third. The first baseman, Roy Sievers. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Vic Wertz. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Jim Dyke. Batting sixth. The catcher, Clint Courtney. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Bob Niemann. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Bobby Young. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dwayne Paulette. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Dwayne Paulette. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Chico Carrasquel. Batting second. The second baseman, Nelly Fox. Batting third. The left fielder, Manny Minoso. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Eddie Robinson. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Sam Mealy. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Jim Rivera. Batting seventh. The catcher, Darryl Johnson. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Rocky Krusnick. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Chuck Stobbs. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Chuck Stobbs. And now, play ball. J.W. Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Fred Marsh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Porter moves to second. Fred Marsh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marsh takes first base on ball four. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers hits a ball on the ground towards third. Krusnick fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. Marsh moves to second. One out. Vic Wertz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wertz hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A three-run home run. It's 3-0, Browns. Jim Dyke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyke hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stobbs fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Browns 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dyke fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Marsh scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso hits a ball on the ground towards short. Marsh scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Browns 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Howie Judson now pitching. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-0, Browns. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dwayne Paulette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paulette hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox misplays the ball. That's an error on Fox. J.W. Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns 4, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a fly ball into center field. Porter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sam Mealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mealy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Marsh scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Young scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 4, and the White Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Fred Marsh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marsh is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Marsh hits a fly ball into center field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 0-for-1 in the game. Sievers hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Wirtz takes first base on ball 4. Jim Dyke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyke is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Dyke hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Mealy. Dyke reaches second base with a double. Wirtz moves to third. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney is 0-for-1 in the game. Courtney hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wirtz scores. Dyke scores. It's 6-0, Browns. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Niemann hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Minoso. Niemann reaches second base with a double. Courtney moves to third. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0-for-1 in the game. Young hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 6, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Darryl Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Marsh scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rocky Krisnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krisnick hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dyke fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bud Stewart pinch hits for Howie Judson. Bud Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 0-for-1 in the game. Carrasquel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dyke fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 6, and the White Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Hal Brown now pitching. Dwayne Pellett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pellett is 0-for-1 in the game. Pellett hits a pop-up towards third. Krisnick settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. J.W. Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Brown, and towards Carrasquel, who who fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Fred Marsh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marsh is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Marsh hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 6, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 1 in the game. Fox hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Porter. Fox reaches second base with a double. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0 for 1 in the game. Minoso hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Porter throws the ball into Marsh, who tags Minoso trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Fox moves to third. One out. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Robinson takes first base on ball 4. Sam Mealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mealy is 0 for 1 in the game. Mealy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dyke fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 6, and the White Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 0 for 2 in the game. Sievers hits a ball on the ground towards third. Krasnick fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Wirtz hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 7-0, Browns. Jim Dyke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyke is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Dyke hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Minoso. Dyke reaches second base with a double. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Courtney hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dyke moves to third. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Courtney moves to second. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 2 for 2 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Niemann hits a ball on the ground towards short. Karis Quell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Dyke scores. Courtney moves to third. Two outs. It's 8-0, Browns. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0 for 2 in the game. Young takes first base on ball 4. Dwayne Pellett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pellett is 0 for 2 in the game. Pellett hits a fly ball into center field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 8, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 0 for 1 in the game. Rivera hits a fly ball into left field. Niemann settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Darryl Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Marsh scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rocky Krasnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krasnick is 0 for 1 in the game. Krasnick hits a fly ball into center field. Porter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 8, and the White Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. J.W. Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter hits a pop-up, foul, in back of the plate. Johnson settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Johnson. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 8, and the White Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. J.W. Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Porter hits a pop-up towards first. Robinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fred Marsh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marsh is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Marsh hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 0-for-3 in the game. Sievers hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Brown fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 8, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Hal Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dyke fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 0-for-2 in the game. Carrasquel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Marsh fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Fox hits a fly ball into center field. Porter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Minoso hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Carrasquel moves to second. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sievers scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Robinson for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 8, and the White Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 home runs and a walk. He's got 4 RBIs. Wirtz hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Dyke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyke is 3-for-3 in the game, with a single and 2 doubles. Dyke hits a pop-up towards third. Krasnick settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Courtney hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 8, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Sam Mealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mealy is 0-for-2 in the game. Mealy hits a fly ball into center field. Porter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 0-for-2 in the game. Rivera hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sievers scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Rivera for the out. Two outs. Bud Sheely pinch hits for Darryl Johnson. Bud Sheely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheely takes first base on ball 4. Rocky Krasnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krasnick is 0-for-2 in the game. Krasnick hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dyke fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 8, and the White Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Bud Sheely now catching. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Niemann is called out on strikes. One out. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Young hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dwayne Pillette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pillette is 0-for-3 in the game. Pillette hits a pop-up towards third. Krasnick settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 8, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Hank Edwards pinch hits for Hal Brown. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards strikes out. One out. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Carrasquel hits a pop-up towards short. Marsh settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Fox takes first base on ball 4. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Minoso hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Young fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Fox moves to second. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Robinson takes first base on ball 4. Fox moves to third. Minoso moves to second. Sam Mealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mealy is 0-for-3 in the game. Mealy hits a fly ball into right field. Wirtz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 8, and the White Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Bill Kennedy now pitching. J.W. Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Porter hits a line drive towards short. Carrasquel reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fred Marsh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marsh is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Marsh hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Rivera. Marsh reaches second base with a double. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 0-for-4 in the game. Sievers hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 home runs and a walk. He's got 4 RBIs. Wirtz hits a fly ball into right field. Mealy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 8, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 0-for-3 in the game. Rivera hits a line drive towards first. Sievers reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bud Sheely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheely is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Sheely hits a fly ball into center field. Porter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rocky Krasnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krasnick is 0-for-3 in the game. Krasnick hits a fly ball into left field. Niemann settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Browns, 8, and Chicago White Sox, 0. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.